Hi, I'm Pastor Dallas Billington, senior pastor here at City Church, and we want to welcome you today to our services. We hope that no matter what you're facing in life, that through the message today, through God's word, he will truly encourage your heart.
Let me see. All right, I'll try to come back out again. All right, good. All right. are you guys crazy for being here today? I mean, gee, do we have the weirdest weather? I just don't understand this weather that we have. It's supposed to be in the mid-60s this week. But anyways, a couple things. Well, let's open up in prayer first. Father, we are, Lord, just so humbled and grateful, Lord, what you're doing in our church. Lord, we can't thank you enough. So as we look to your word today, speak to our hearts. Lord, as we always do and say, there are people here today that are really, Lord, not sure about what's going on at their job or their family or their marriage. We just pray you'd encourage them today in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd just like to share a couple things with you today. You know, I am so appreciative. I'm so humbled. We have been back and forth so much at the new church and everything. All of you that have been a part of this for the last 10 years. And if you don't know, Ben and all the tech team, the band, everybody gets here 3 hours early. For years, they've done that. Finally, we're at the light at the end of the tunnel. That, hopefully everything's coming together. Next Sunday will be, as Ben already shared, next Sunday will be our last Sunday here. So we're just so thankful. I don't even know what to say that's finally here and all that's happened. So I just want to thank all the volunteers and everybody that that just has just so been a part of making this happen. We're finally here. We'll talk more about this at the end of the service, but next week we'll have more of an abbreviated service. But I definitely want you to get this. get these today that are invitations for the three big services that we're having on Palm Sunday, Easter, and our 10th anniversary. It goes along with a message today, and the message being a missed opportunity, ? And the reason why I'm speaking on this today, and we're going to look at back in Kings, at 2 Kings chapter 13, is I honestly believe this. This coming Palm Sunday will be our first Sunday in our new place. And if you haven't been there, you really will be truly humbled and amazed. It is more than I could ever imagine. It is really unbelievable, this facility. And that Palm Sunday, Easter is the, next to Christmas Eve, it's the easiest time to invite somebody to church. And then following that is really our big celebration service for our new facility, and it's our 10th anniversary. It's amazing. But what I want to share with you about is I don't want you to miss that opportunity. It is an incredible opportunity to invite someone that you know that maybe you're even thinking about right now, because eternity is at stake. Their life is at stake. And to think how quickly 10 years have gone by, and we are now going to have a place that is so amazing to invite people. I just can't believe it. We're going to look at 2 Kings along with that, and build on what I just said. In 2 Kings chapter 13, I want to give you a little background. There was always a threat of war. Always a threat of war with Israel, all the nations that surrounded them. And, it's kind of like your life. It's kind of like our life. Isn't it amazing that we always hear the word fighting or battles in our own life? There's always a battle. There's always a war. And we look for somebody, this is so important, I want you to get this, we always look for somebody to give us stability, that we can call, that we can help us through that battle. Well, the king knew that Elisha, the prophet, who performed great miracles, was getting ready to die. And he called upon him and he said this. Look at 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14. Elisha had become sick with an illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen." In other words, we need help. And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and some arrows." So he took himself a bow and some arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hand on the bow." So he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. And he said, "Open the east window." And he opened it, and Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria," in other words, from your enemy. "For you must strike the Syrians of Aphek till you have destroyed." Now listen, this is very important. "Till you have destroyed them." That's a key. And he said, "Take the arrows." So he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, excuse me, "Strike the ground." So he struck three times and stopped. The man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck five or six times, and then you would have struck Syria till you had destroyed it. But now you strike Syria only three times." Here's what we say. Well, how would he know how many times to strike the ground? I mean, really, what's going on here? Well, what we see in this passage is so important. He gave him an he gave him something to see. In other words, he gave him an open window. "My hand is going to be upon you." And then he shot there, and then he says, "Now I want you to take some arrows, and I want you to know that I want you to act in such a way that your enemies will be destroyed." And what did he do? He just basically whack, 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 right? He just hit it three times. That's such a picture for us today. This is how, in many ways, we live our Christian life. We live it like we take this for granted. We come to church when it's convenient. We talk to our kids sometimes about the Lord. Sometimes we pray with them. Sometimes we don't. And it's not a priority in our home. It's not a priority in our personal life. It's there. The Lord's there. He's there with us. But if anything else gets in the way, in other words, we have an opportunity to do something else, we do it. It's always here. That with the Lord is kind of always, it's there, but it's when it's convenient. It's exactly what the Lord is saying to us here. Do you know what happened? What happened in the story is, the story continues and we're going to come back to it in a minute. This is exactly what happened. Elisha dies, and the king of Israel goes to war with Syria, and it's a great battle, and they win. And time goes on, months goes on, time goes on again. They go to war again. They win again. Time goes on again. They go to war again, and again. But down the road, they lose. Why is that? Because I said, meaning the prophet, I wanted you to take this so serious that he gave them an insight. I want you to act as you strike the ground like you're going to destroy your enemies. Do we do that? Do we look at our kids today and our grandkids and are so fervent with the Lord that whatever we do, we're going to sow those seeds in their life that every time that we're around them, they're going to know who Jesus is in their life? We don't do it. I'm just telling you. We don't do it enough. If we did that so much in our job, in our personal life, and with our family, I'm here to tell you, you think you might be losing, you will never lose. But what has happened is we miss the opportunity. All those opportunities. I over the years, I've always told guys when their wife has a child and the kids are maybe two or three. I say, hey, I said, you better hold that baby. You better pick it up, pick that baby up as much as you can. Okay? Because one day, it's like, well, it went too heavy, right? You can't pick them up. They come back to me and say, Dallas, I can't believe it. I can't pick her up anymore. I can't pick him up. It's just, and then all of a sudden you're looking up at him, right? You know, like almost all my kids I look up at. But anyways, what happens? The opportunities, they're all there before us every day. But one day, it's gone. And all that time, please listen to me as a family, all that time is gone. I'm not saying that to hear you feel guilty if your kids are older and you still have time that you can, that fervency, you can still bit into them if you're on fire for the Lord. I don't want you to feel bad about that. I'm just saying right now, do not miss the opportunity. Maybe you missed it with your kids. Don't miss it with your grandkids. He missed the opportunity so much as a king. Hey, they won for a while. I'm done to telling you, you can win for a while in your personal life, in your marriage, and in your job situation. As a believer, though, if Jesus is at first in your life, I'm here every second of every day. The devil is conniving and doing whatever he can to destroy you. He'll even let you win a few times. He will set you up. And you'll win again, you'll win again, and all of a sudden you'll wonder what happened. Please listen to me. Do not miss the opportunity that is before you and before me. How do we do that then? Well, let's look over to the New Testament. Let's look over John chapter 16. John chapter 16, we're going to look at verses 13. Jesus is speaking, and listen to what he says. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you. That's us as believers, because we have the Holy Spirit now. You know what? He will guide you in a little bit of truth, into some truth. He will guide you in all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears from God Almighty through the power of Jesus, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. It is amazing how the Lord equips us. You say, Dallas, if you were just talking about all those opportunities and you were sitting there wondering how I don't miss them, the way that you don't miss them is through the power of the authority of the Holy Spirit in your life that will always tell you and me the truth. And we can real easy compromise. We can really easy lie to ourselves. We can figure out any situation we want to and say we deserve this or all those things, you fill them in. But the Spirit of truth is so powerful living within you and within me. It is so powerful. It can work over your boss. He can work through your marriage. And he can guide you to tell you how to parent your kids. That's how powerful the Holy Spirit is. And everything that he tells us to do in those situations, and you fill it in right now, every one of those situations, he will always tell you the truth on what's to come in the future. Not just right now, but you and I have opportunities all before us that we're going to have. Just what I said about the next few weeks to come when we knew moving to our new facility in another week. Those 3 weeks will go by. And you're going to have a friend or family member. And it's such an amazing opportunity to invite them. But it will go by. And before we know it, we'll be on our new facility and it'll be Mother's Day. That's how quick it goes. Don't miss the opportunity. The Holy Spirit is going to help you. We don't have to be paranoid about it. As long as you open this word up and your kids maybe get out there wayward and you go away or whatever they're doing, you put your head on their pillow and they're out wherever they are in the middle of the night and you pray over their bed, God will honor those prayers. Listen to, I know without a doubt. I'm just here to tell you that that spirit of truth through the power of the Holy Spirit is so amazing that you won't miss those opportunities. Let's look at one more verse and we'll close. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15. See that when you walk, in other words, when you live, see then that you walk, in other words, that you're going to live a certain way, circumspectly, that you're going to live in such a way, not as the world, not as fools, but as wise. And here it is, redeeming the time because the days are evil. That's right there can stop you and I from feeling guilty. You know, God can actually buy time back in your relationships. Isn't that amazing? The Lord, you might have a relationship that's burnt down. Means to redeem, means to buy it back. What Jesus did for us, he bought us, he paid for all of our sins on the cross of Calvary. Redeem, buy back. God can redeem, God can buy back the years that the locusts have eaten. No matter how bad it looks. And it is amazing to me, the stories that I've heard over the years of Lord restoring relationships. Because a person was willing to do what? It says at the beginning, live a certain way. We're going to live a certain way that we're going to trust the Lord. And we're going to put everything in the Lord's hands. And we're going to live in such a way that he can redeem it. Why? Why are we going to do that? What are we living in? Every week, I decide when I'm preparing, is this too much? In other words, I'll see something in the news. If I give this illustration, which is true, whatever it is I'm looking at and on that I study so much and look at different things, is this too much? No, what are you saying, Dallas? I'm saying it's so evil what has happened in our world and some of the things that I see and read about. I think if I share that illustration, even though it's true, you'll be gone the rest of the message because it's too evil. The days are evil. Man, what a time we're living in. And God says, even though it's so evil, he'll still redeem it. Let's close with this. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine in which is disposition, but be filled with the Spirit. The Lord is basically telling us there that, if you can say it in that way, whether it's being drunk or whether it's just being drunk on the world, In other words, we're so full of the world, we don't really kind of know what's going on. And there's another missed opportunity. And there's another missed opportunity. What the Lord wants you and I to know is that the way that we don't miss it is that we pick this up. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus not only works in your life, he has you see. It's like this. No one knows your mate, if you're married, better than you. If you're a parent, no one knows your child better than you. You actually know sometimes before they say something what they're going to say or what they're going to ask or where they are or what they're doing. Why? Because they're your child. They're part of you. We're a child of God. God knows exactly what we need. And if we are living a certain way, you don't have to get paranoid. You won't miss those opportunities. And sometimes when we do, God will still fix it. Man, what a God that we serve. You know, as I was preparing for this message, and I'm going to close with this, that about 23 years ago or so, we had gone on vacation in New Jersey at the shore, and just worked out a little bit over the years on and off and enjoyed doing that. And so I went to a Gold's Gym up in New Jersey, and when I was working out, when we were on vacation, there was a guy in there, was a really well-known bodybuilder at the time, and in all the magazines had been, I think runner-up and Mr. Olympia and all that and so forth, but he owned the gym there. And he came over and he helped me on a certain way to do, I was kind of doing it wrong, I guess, and a certain way to pull back the weight as I was working out with a dumbbell. And that was it. That was fine. He went back in his office, and this is what the Lord said. Dallas, so clear, the Holy Spirit. Dallas, I want you to go talk to him. And I wish I could tell you a great story. I really do. I don't have one. I left. And you know, I'm telling you today, some 23 years later, every time I see him interviewed on television, every time I've seen him on YouTube, every time, a missed opportunity. Because I remember how I think after gone through a bad divorce, and just the different things happened, I thought, oh, Dallas, you idiot. You could have witnessed to him. The Lord wanted me to do that. That's a missed opportunity. So I learned from that. I learned from that that I don't ever want to do that again. The Holy Spirit told me. The Holy Spirit will tell you. He will tell you. He's clear too. Because he speaks to you in truth. Man, I'm just here to tell you, please, as we start this new adventure, and we've been so blessed. There's a story of what Jesus has done in our life and our church. It is truly a miracle what we're moving into. Share it. Don't miss the opportunity. And I close with this. Here's why. Because eternity is at stake. Forever and ever. Can't believe we've been here 10 years. That chapter's closing next week. 10 years. So 10 years. It's over. Man, this world is evil. It's winding down. And we have so many friends and family that are hurting, that need hope. What we have. Please tell them. Please invite them. Because eternity is forever. There is a heaven, but there's also a hell. We preach all the gospel here. All of it. Meaning, and we have hope.
we've got the good Lord, and we know that through Jesus we're going to heaven. But those that don't, listen, I honestly believe this. Those that are in hell right now, and I hate even talking about it, will have every opportunity, will fly through their mind through eternity of all the times that they could have accepted Jesus. But it's too late. But we're here still. And it's not too late. For those that we love, those that we care for, to lead them to Jesus. Let's pray. Sir, heads are bowed today. You know, it is amazing how that we are all, if you know Jesus, we are so thankful. We're so humbled what he's done for us. But if you're here watching today through all our apps and live and on YouTube and Facebook and all these different things, Bible says, anybody, don't miss the opportunity today. Anybody, you, that's why you've tuned in right now. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you want to accept Jesus today, all you have to do is pray, believe who he is, trust him. Many, many people believe, but you have to take the step to trust. So will you pray with me right now? If you want to find heaven as your home, want to know that he will forgive you for anything in your life, all you have to do is just repeat what I say. It's why it's called the sinner's prayer. Will you pray with me right now? Jesus, I don't understand everything, but I believe that you're God's son. You were born into this world and lived a perfect life, born of a virgin. You took all the sins on the world, Jesus, and you took mine too. And I ask you, Jesus, forgive me for all of my sins. I believe you died on the cross for me. From this day forward, help me to live by your resurrection power. In Jesus' name. Father, we love you because you first loved us. Lord, it is truly amazing the miracles that you've performed at City Church. And every time someone we know accepts you, it's another miracle. So if there's someone here today, may a friend bring a friend or a family member and they can accept you. May they not miss this opportunity today as Ben leads us in this invitation time. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, has spoke to you today through his word. You know, no matter what you go through, no matter what you face in life, I want you to know that through the one, Jesus Christ, through his death on the cross of Calvary, he shed his perfect blood for you and for me. And if you pray right now and ask Jesus into your heart, the message that you heard today, why God is speaking to you, I want you to know that you can have hope. And all you have to do is pray with me right now. Don't try and figure it out. The Lord says by faith, we accept Jesus as our Savior, and you'll have hope for eternity. You say, Dallas, will you help me? What do I have to do? Well, let me share with you a verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you're willing to believe that God sent his Son to die on a cross for you, just pray this prayer with me right now. And you can have heaven as your home. Jesus will forgive you for anything you've done in this life. And you can have hope from this day forward. Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, forgive me a sinner. I believe that you're God's son, and you came and lived a perfect life, and you died on the cross, and you shed your perfect blood for all of my sin. And right now, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, to forgive me for all of my sins, and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And from this day forward, help me to live by your resurrection power. In Jesus' name. If you've prayed that prayer, we want to hear from you. Contact us through our website, City Church AC, or you can get at our church app through any of the streaming services. And we want you to know that we'll contact you. And from this day forward, no matter what you face, you'll always have hope, knowing that Jesus is your Savior and he'll come through in your life. Thank you for being with us today.